answer lies in ensuring that the factors that enable economic development are put in place. We need to resolve the energy crisis. Once that is resolved, then we focus entirely on the to-do business environment, which means all these political hedgehogs, these political, mandarins like the Joao of the world, they need to be reined on so that we come back to the scenario where we attract international interest with IMF and international, investors. So if we can tackle the issue of energy, we can tackle the issue of foreign direct investment, then we should be able to start generating enough demand for goods.
Now, what can work against Zimbabwe if ever it tries to transform the economy?
The worst thing that we are looking at now is fiscal space. Now, our government is very, very big and cumbersome. We are scrambling around to create more resources for the treasury. So the government will start, borrowing internally and crowding out the market so that they won't need any more money to do business because we are busy trying to pay civil servants. So remember, we are facing a drought. So it's going to start getting to be very, very expensive to finance this government because we need to look for money quickly in order to sustain the citizens that are going to be facing starvation. So in other words, the market is completely going to run out of money. Forget about submission. The biggest enemy that we are looking at now is the lack of money in the local market.